Good morning. A woman's right to choose hangs in the balance. During his confirmation hearings, many Americans were relieved to hear that John Roberts believes that the Constitution contains a right to privacy and that he considers Roe versus Wade to be settled law. In recent hearings to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court, Samuel Alito agreed with Roberts' first point, but not his second. A right of privacy is not specifically granted in the Constitution, but is strongly implied therein. Americans have an inalienable right to hold their own beliefs, to act according to the dictates of their consciences, and, quote, the right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. The right of privacy follows from the basic American belief that people are autonomous beings, which means that they have a right to determine their own lives without government interference. During the Alito hearings, there was grandstanding from both sides of the aisle, but the worst offender was Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Coburn repeatedly said that the science of fetal development should compel the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade. To bolster his argument, Coburn added that he delivered 4,000 babies in his career as an obstetrician. I've taught over 6,000 students, and I hope that they have better reasoning skills than the good senator. Coburn stated that the early fetus has brain waves and a heartbeat, but animal fetuses have these as well. What makes humans morally and legally different from animals is that they are persons, not just biological entities. Our moral, religious, and legal tradition has held that persons are rational beings who are able to determine their own lives different from the ways they guide their children's or control their animals. Several footnotes to Roe versus Wade reference this long tradition, and I believe that the justices had sufficient reason to rule that the early fetus is not a person. At the beginning of the third trimester, the fetal brain undergoes explosive brain development. At 25 weeks, the brain cells are poorly connected, and the neocortex, the center of higher brain functions, is undeveloped. At 33 weeks, those same cells have thousands of connections, and the neocortex has its six layers. This is a brain that is significantly different from most animal brains, which can form the physical basis for protecting the legal rights of a beginning person, a being with a serious moral right to life. This is an argument that is superior to fetal viability, a criterion, as Senator Coburn pointed out, is vulnerable to technological advances in preserving the lives of premature fetuses. Anti-abortionists claim that abortion causes health problems for women who submit to them. These same people, however, do very little to support the social services and accurate information that would make abortion safer, earlier, and rarer, as is in the case in most other industrialized countries. For example, in Belgium and the Netherlands, there are 7 abortions per 1,000 women, as opposed to 23 per 1,000 in the United States. The most horrendous effects on female health are found in countries that do not allow reproductive freedom, and the Bush administration's restrictions on family planning in foreign aid are making this problem worse. With a little over half the population, Brazilian women have more abortions than American women do. Eastern Europe has the highest rate in the world, a staggering 90 unsafe abortions per 1,000 women. The choice for America is clear. We can continue to protect a woman's right to determine her own life, or we can deny her this right and force her to face unhealthy and sometimes deadly alternatives to safe, legal abortions. This is Nick Geyer wishing you a good day.